Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 282 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host once again. And today my guest is Michael Sod. And Michael is the CEO and founder of a digital marketing firm called Digital 1010. And what sets them apart, what I think is really interesting and really is the reason I had Michael on the show, is that they provide their services in a number of different ways. Everything from done-for-you white glove and service or help that you might need to specific task-oriented concierge-like services in various areas of the digital marketing and digital branding space. And so I think it's a really refreshing and kind of unique approach to this challenge that we have, and one that lots of attorneys, I think, would be really kind of smart to pay attention to. I know that small firms and solo practitioners make up a lot of his practice, although he works with other companies as well. So there's something there to be said for this different approach. And so I hope that you enjoy hearing about it as much as I did learning about it. So without any further delay, here's Michael Sod. Michael Sod, welcome to The Law Entrepreneur.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate you having me on today.
Well, I'm delighted to have you with us today, Michael. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are today.
Sure. So I'm the CEO and founder of Digital 1010. I've been in advertising for quite some time now. And, you know, it was a long road, but I'm happy to be where I'm at. We help small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and large businesses grow both their lead generation and also through automation and technical services. So where they are not strong, we help kind of crutch that bridge.
Yeah, I think that's actually one of the things that really attracted me to your story was that you are helping to span that bridge with some of these concierge services to address some specific needs that people might go elsewhere to find or in piecemeal fashion, you know, for instance. And I know you work with a lot of law firms, and so we all have that same challenge of finding new clients and then integrating systems that we have to support those clients. So tell us a little bit about how Digital 1010 is structured and the services that you offer, because I think it's really kind of unique.
Yeah. And so that's absolutely correct in the fact that most firms that come to us with a piecemeal of services, tools, marketing tactics that they've put together over time. Nothing's really joined and nothing really tells you a full picture of the health and wealth of the business, right? It's just, do I have calls coming in today and am I missing anything from yesterday? That's really what they come to us and say, right?
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've taken a twofold approach to our marketing and services, right? We have the done for you, where if you come to us and you say, Mike, you know, I'm looking to grow. These are the things that we've done. This is the stuff that we have. Tell us what we need to do. We'll go back, create a strategy, work with you to figure out what your customer pain points are, and then help to create a plan of execution, you know, whether it's Google Ads, Facebook Ads, that's still said to be seen. But at that point, we'll have a good starting base and we'll start to be able to document what we're doing to make changes along the way. That's step one. And that's for some clients. But there are also those clients that come to us and say, you know, I want to learn how to do this myself. Maybe it's a solo a lawyer or a small firm, somebody with 2 to 3 people working for them, right? They're like, we don't necessarily have the funds to go out and hire a $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month agency. We just don't have the funds to do that. So what can we do on our own to help generate more consistency in the quality of leads, not in the volume, because volume is great, but that gives you a lot of weeding to go through, right? I mean, your time is the most important thing that you have, especially as a lawyer. So what can you do as a small firm to help weed out a lot of that extra noise and find the customers that are perfect for you and your business? So we'll sit down with you, kind of talk about what you've learned over your experience and, you know, where you got to today. And then we'll put a plan together where you can, A, lean on us. We'll do it and we'll record how we do it so that, B, you can go back and do it over again and have a training so that if somebody else comes into the firm, it's like, this is our process. This is how we do things. And it's not you teaching, it's somebody else teaching and it's already there, right? We can even take it one step further and, you know, work with you to make sure that you have all those pieces put together, right? If you, if you're missing that marketing arm, that's a lot of times what people need from us. They're like, well, I don't even know what to say when it comes to it, right? I don't know how to present myself without feeling, and I don't want to say it, but dirty, right? They're like, I don't want to feel gloaty. I don't want to be an ambulance chaser. That's a lot of things that we get all the time. And it's like, listen, you need to promote yourself and you need to do that in an educated and eloquent manner. The way that you do that is by saying these X, Y, and Z things, but in a fashion that your ideal customer will find creative, number one, so that they stop, click, and learn about what it is that you have to offer, and B, that they actually take action on it. That's a big thing that I think a lot of lawyers are missing. They'll tell you something, but they don't really look for action in return.
Well, I want to circle back to the concierge services here in a moment, but let's tie a ribbon around the done for you aspect of the services that Digital 1010 offers. So I'm an attorney. I got a small firm here. I know I want to take it to the next level. I need some help in either marketing or automation or process systems, but I'm kind of fed up with the coaching scene. I'm kind of, you know, I want somebody to do the whole thing for me. So when somebody comes to you like that, typically where are you finding the holes in what they have and where do you seek to plug those holes?
So generally, they piecemeal a lot of things. So they'll have, you know, a website that might be halfway done. Right. They may have some landing pages that are created that they're trying to drive traffic to. They may or may not have a lead magnet that's strong enough and compelling enough to get somebody to learn and make an educated decision on whether or not it's a good decision to hire that lawyer. They may not be tracking their calls. They may not be tracking their ad spends. There's lots of different things that could be happening, right? Their messaging may be different across all platforms. So, you know, in one breath, they're marketing to families and for family law. In one breath, they're marketing to injury accidents. You know, so there's like that mixed messaging that ends up happening. And for smaller firms, when customers and clients are looking for, you know, value, they're not looking for somebody who does everything. They're looking for a subject matter expert.
Allie, right? So, like you just kind of described my firm in detail with all those little shortcomings I've had at various points of time. And the holes in my system, and I'm sure this is true for others, you know, it grew up around me doing pieces of the things that I thought needed to be done at the time they needed to be done. And all of a sudden you look up and you say, you know what? I got a lot of stuff done, but there's a lot of disconnects and a lot of mismessaging here. So your description of that resonates with me.
Well, and you take it one step further. You know, you start piecemealing things and now you have 25 subscriptions that you've signed up for. And to your point, you've got three courses trying to do. You know, you've got all of these things that are happening. And when it's literally paralysis by analysis. You've got all this stuff and you really don't know where to start. Your job is to be a subject matter expert in your legal field. That's your job. My job is to be a subject matter expert in marketing and to help you navigate those landmines, because for all intents and purposes, they are, right? getting into a course and getting 6 weeks into it and still realizing that you're at day one is not fun for somebody who spent $5,000, right? It's just not. Or, you know, you're using 35 tools and those 35 tools are costing you $1,500, $1,600 a month and you don't know how to make them connect. That's not fun. You know, you end up going back to what you know, and that's, you know, getting all these emails and text messages to your personal email or to your personal cell phone and having to run that rat race when you're at home, when you're in the office, when you're in the courtroom. I mean, it's literally nonstop at that point. And that's what we try to help people, you know, realize that it doesn't have to be that difficult, right? We can identify the real stress and pain points of your business just by having a conversation and then mapping it out, right? We can automate a lot of the things that are happening before you even talk to a customer, everything down to the appointment that they make with you, right? I mean, all of that stuff can come from one place, and we can help you get there. That's the whole point of hiring a subject matter expert. Again, when people come to you as a lawyer, I'm not coming for you to tell me how to fix my toilet, right? I'm coming for you to tell me how to get out of my issue for whatever reason that might be. The same thing for when you come to me. You're not coming to me to tell you, hey, this is the best way to go and mow your lawn. You want me to tell you, hey, do I need a website or is it better? Can I create a landing page that has the information that I need so that I'm driving specific traffic? They have a defined area within that landing page of what they need to do, right? They need to do X, Y, or Z, and Z means leave. And if they leave, then maybe it's not a great fit, but X and Y are the things that we wanted them to do. So if they call us, you know, that's X, that's great. That's a lead that we could potentially turn into a sale. If they Y, put in a submit a form on our landing page, that gives us additional information that we can build on before we get them into, you know, to talk to us, whether it be through Zoom or in person or whatever the scenario is, wherever you work.
You know, I talked to somebody the other day who used a term. I thought this was really appropriate to this discussion, that it was the interest of inaction. And basically what they were saying is, so you pay $5,000 to take a course because you think this course is going to teach you, you know, how to perform the missing link in your law firm marketing approach. And you get halfway through the course or three quarters of the way through the course, and somehow now you've lost interest and you never followed up on it. Every week you get an email from the course saying, hey, you haven't finished this course. You still have 25% to go. And they were making the point that not only have you wasted the $5,000, but you're compounding interest upon that, because every month that you don't take action on something you've already paid to learn how to do is, in essence, more wasted money. And so I thought that was kind of an interesting way of thinking of it, because I know a lot of attorneys who say, well, yeah, I spent $5,000 to do this course. I didn't get through it. You know, that's on me, but it's only $5,000. Well, maybe not, if you think of this, the interest of inaction kind of concept.
Yeah. And one way that we look to overcome that, right? If somebody comes to us and we don't necessarily do the traditional course, right? You're not going to get a pre-recorded course and say, go through these steps and, you know, you're going to get to the glory land. That's not how it works, right? So when we define your strategy, when we lay out your plan, each step is going to have specific things that'll happen, you know, whether it's we're learning how to create the ad sets for your campaigns, or we're just trying to help you tailor some creative copy so that it's compelling enough for people to say, man, I need to hire that person, right? That's what you're hiring us for, how to make you sound like you are the right fit for the customer that you want to attract. And how do you find that right person? So in each of those stages, there's going to be steps that you'll take. And what we like to do is we call them micro commitments. We make you commit to small things so that at the end of a series of those micro commitments, you've met your goal, but it's not feeling like you're overwhelmed, where you have like, it just like what you said, you get this coursework and they're like, okay, watch these 25 videos, do these 5 worksheets. We got this meeting twice a week. The first 30 minutes is us teaching you something you've already watched. And the second 30 minutes is, you know, somebody who's complaining about why they haven't learned something else. Right. So you know, it's just, it's the same story over and over again. So the way that we get out of it, like I said, is we make you commit to those small goals. And then when you feel like you've accomplished two or three things, right, you know how to search for the ideal audience. You know how to tailor the perfect ad copy. All of a sudden, you feel a lot stronger in being able to go and do it yourself. And so you're asking less questions about that specific thing and moving on to something else that really matters, right?
Yeah. The beauty in that approach, in my opinion, and some people are going to think of it as a detraction, but I think it's really kind of smart because you build on that, as James Clear would say, you know, the atomic habits, building small habits in small pieces and then stacking them for greater results. And you're doing it with these micro commitments in a way that I don't see the 400 things downstream that I'm going to have to do. I'm only seeing the two or three things in front of me that I should be, that I need to do. Yeah. And that's a lot less daunting. And so I'm more inclined to do that.
Well, and at the end of the first week, you've accomplished a goal, right? At the end of the first week, you could have your campaigns already up, your ads. It just depends on where you are in terms of your marketing skills, if you plan on doing it yourself. If you'd like to expedite things, right, you want to work fast, we can help you work fast. The whole point of us teaching you something is for you to learn, not just to do, right? Doing is part of the process in learning, but you really want to ask questions and be a part of that putting together of all those little pieces so that if somebody else is coming to do it for you, yep, if you're going to spend money in the future, as your firm grows and you hire people, you know what to look for, you know what to ask for, and you know that your money is being spent in a manner that is smart and will grow your business, right? That's the whole point of this, because most of the people that are listening are smaller, solo, yeah, you know, small firms. They don't necessarily have those budgets in the beginning to spend $10,000, but the goal is to get there, right? The goal is to get to the point where you're hiring people to do it, and all you have to do is show up and look at your calendar and ta-da, there's magic there. But not everybody has that luxury.
Right. And similarly, me personally, and I'm guessing other people feel the same way, if I'm going to pay for something to be done, I want to know how it's being done. And I want to have some insight and I want to learn something personally from it so that I can gauge its effectiveness. I don't want to be in that position when somebody asks me, well, how are your ad sets running? Or how did you build your Facebook ads? And you say, well, I don't really have a clue. I have somebody that does that for me. And I don't really know. I don't want to be that person. Yeah.
And you know what? We get both ends of the
spectrum. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
We get some guys that are like, look, as long as it's working, I really don't care. Right. Yeah. And that's perfectly fine. We can help you do that. That's why we have done for you services.
Right.
As a lawyer, you should be focused on helping your customers. I completely understand that mode. But on the flip side, as you look to grow your firm, you have to have some underlying idea of the things that it's going to take to grow the firm, right? Because if I come to you as an agency down the line and say, hey, it's going to cost X, Y, and Z, $10,000, whatever the number might be, to do these things, at least if you understand the process, you're not going to be sticker shock and be like, well, why is it costing so much, right? You'll know why it's costing so much because you understand the
process
amount of work, yeah, that actually goes into making sure it's done right. And then you can go back to them and say, well, hey, it's not done right. It cost me this much. These are the gaps that I see that we have. And unfortunately, this isn't going to work for me. Yeah. That's a much different conversation to have with a marketing agency than them telling you, these are your impressions, these are your clicks. Well, that's all great, fine. Why am I not getting leads? Why are the leads not turning into customers?
Right.
Right. And, you know, we take it even one step further. We have a CRM that we utilize because our customers would come to us in the beginning and be like, hey, well, these leads aren't turning. And, you know, why is that? So we took it to the next level so that we could actually manage the process for how the leads are seeded to the different attorneys, right? We know if you've answered the phone, haven't answered the phone, we know how long it took to respond to these people if they've asked you a question, mm-hmm, via email or your chat bot. All of those things are reasons that you haven't churned leads into clients, right? If you miss them, if you're an injury attorney and you miss them by 5 minutes, I promise you they've cost three other people in that same amount of time.
Right.
And so, you know, those are the things that as we get down the line, we can kind of help you pinpoint and figure out, well, man, I've been spending so much money and so much time on all these different things, and I really didn't need to get to the goal that I was trying to attain.
It helps refocus you and address the missing pieces.
This episode of The Law Entrepreneur is brought to you by Center Stage and the Law Firm Marketing Minute, two great podcasts produced by Spotlight Branding. We're a legal marketing company providing content marketing for law firms that actually works, and we created these shows as a free resource to help lawyers like you learn more about marketing and business development. Every Monday, the Law Firm Marketing Minute arrives with a short 10-minute dose of marketing tips and inspiration to help you grow your firm. On Wednesdays, Center Stage arrives with perspective from other lawyers and legal industry experts to help you tackle marketing and other business development challenges. Check both of these shows out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. Both shows make great companions for the law entrepreneur, so subscribe today. Hope to see you there soon.
Now, if you've been a listener of this podcast for any time, you know that I sing the praises of Ruby all the time because they're really responsible in my own practice for helping me grow my business, deliver personalized experience to my clients, you know, building customer loyalty, really, in terms of having a consistent front-facing office partner in Ruby, and allows me to stay connected anywhere, anytime to my business through their services. So I can't say enough about Ruby. I'm delighted to have them and continue to have them as a sponsor of this podcast. And this episode of The Law Entrepreneur is sponsored by Daylight, the all-in-one contact relationship manager, or CRM. I've been using Daylight for well over 10 years now, and it's the best CRM for business on the Mac and iPhone. And despite having a case management platform that I'm very happy with, I still use Daylight to handle all of my many other law firm needs. When you're running your own law firm, it can be difficult to stay on top of follow-ups, keep track of details and communication, and stay aware of what needs to be done next on each project. Daylight organizes everything in one place, so you don't have to rely on your memory to keep it all straight. If you're feeling like it's time to upgrade from spreadsheets to a CRM, check out Daylight. You can download it from the App Store or visit www.marketcircle.com and try it free for 30 days. On top of that, you can get your first month free when you tell them you heard about Daylight here on The Law Entrepreneur. Daylight by Market Circle, staying top of mind without the stress. This episode is brought to you by Security Plus. Do you ever worry about ransomware, losing client data, or your employees getting phished? You know that 29% of law firms have suffered a data breach of some type or another? As a solo or small firm lawyer, getting hacked can make a crushing impact to the high integrity and reputation that you've spent a lifetime building. That's why I love Security Plus, and I'm excited to bring them on as a new sponsor. It's a turnkey cybersecurity solution built for solo and small firm lawyers like you, who often lack the clarity, time, and skills to protect themselves from cybersecurity threats. Security Plus protects your firm with 8 security solutions. And the best part is that it requires just 1 hour of your time to get everything up and running. So check out this new solution at securityplus.io/Neil, N-E-I-L. And that's securityplus.io/Neil, N-E-I-L. You can grab their security checklist as a freebie and lock in 10% discount for life. Again, that's securityplus.io/Neil. Exactly. So let's now then pivot from the done-for-you services and address what I think is really unique about your firm, and that's the concierge services and specific, you know, verticals here, well, marketing verticals or automation verticals, or not necessarily, you know, practice areas. So talk a little bit about how that system works.
Yeah. So again, you know, we get a lot of people that come to us with different needs, right? Sometimes you don't need a marketing agency to do things for you over and over again, but you want a marketing agency to maybe design something for you so that it looks premium, right? So when you hire us on the concierge side, you basically get your marketing agency ad lib as if you were in a hotel, right? If you don't use us, you don't need to pay anything. But if you have specific tasks, whether they're web design tasks, technical tasks, you know, automation tasks, you need help setting up a drip campaign, you need help connecting Zapier to your Google Sheets and then connecting that to your CRM. If you don't know what those things are, then you probably need help with those things. And that's where we can kind of step in, take care of that specific task. You pay for, you know, the task itself. We, you know, based on a basic small business or enterprise plan, depending on how many tasks you'd like. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you know that the cost is defined, right? Mm-hmm. You know that everything is packaged in a place where you're not going to have to extend yourself to fix something, right? If your website's not working, it's not going to cost you $3,000 to go and fix it, depending on what it is. I don't want to necessarily say that, but
I think this is actually really kind of a very refreshing kind of view at providing these type of services. I can't help but think about the stupid, I'm going to plug another company here, but the Liberty Mutual EMU, you know, commercials, only pay for what you need.
Well, and honestly, think about it. As a lawyer, right, you don't necessarily need a creative team to do things every day.
Not every day, but when I do need one, I want to know where, I want someplace to turn to.
And you'd want it to look consistent.
Yeah.
You don't want to look like a different agency every time you do something. Right?
Look, I can farm this out to virtual assistants. I could, you know, hire a virtual assistant to do the design work. I can hire a virtual assistant to, you know, do some of the marketing work, hire one to do some of the website work, do all of that. But I really like the idea that I can come to one spot and get a task done in each of these, you know, specific areas. And that company knows me and knows my business, knows my firm. So everything's consistent across those pillars.
Well, and that's, I think, the main goal that we try to stress to every lawyer, right? It doesn't matter the size of your firm. Consistency is everything. The way that you present yourself is everything. That is what people have to basically make their first assessment of you and your business. If they're not meeting you in person, they are either seeing you online, on TV, or on social media, right? Those are the three, the three things. So how you present yourself on all of those mediums are extremely important. It really is. And you want that consistency. You want that continuity. You want, when somebody looks at those golden arches, for them to automatically know what that is, right? Especially in your area, in your market. You want people to clearly identify you as you. I mean, that's why we do it.
Let me run through some use scenarios that I envision that might apply or might be useful for our audience to understand how they possibly could work for you. So let's say I have, you know, I've rolled my own, I have my own WordPress website, which I did for many, many years. And I maintained my WordPress website and it was fine, but there was a lot of things I wanted to add to it or to fix. And I wanted to add a form here to gather this type of information, or I wanted to connect it to a drip campaign. But I don't want you to redesign my website, although I'm sure you can. I want you to help me with those specific tasks. That's something that your website concierge could provide. Is that right?
So basically, we would come to you and say, okay, what's the goal? And you would say, this is the goal. I want to create this form. I want the end result for the form, whomever submits it, to go into this drip campaign or onto this Excel sheet, whatever, you know, you decide. That's all I need.
And
that's exactly what we'll do. And what we'll do is, if we have access to the website on our server, we will create a staging site so that we're not interfering with anything live. And we'll go through and create the task. Usually most tasks happen in 24 to 48 hours. Some of the larger tasks, depending on the size of what needs to be done, it could take 3 days, but generally 24 hours and, you know, you're reviewing whatever it is that you've asked for.
Now, I love Zapier. It's one of my favorite platforms. And I think most of our audience knows that the thing that Zapier does is connect applications. so that you can output something from one application that's a trigger and have it processed by the target application. It connects those things to create automated workflows. Now, Zapier is not hard to learn initially, and they have a lot of pre-configured Zaps, as they call them, to tie these pieces together. But at a certain point, after you get so done with some of these kind of rudimentary integrated skills, now it becomes a little more daunting in terms of how do I create some end-to-end workflows. And again, I've got the basics here. I understand how to use it, but I need somebody to hold my hand and show me how to create an end-to-end workflow with this objective. I'm assuming that your automation concierge, that's something that they would do.
That's exactly what we would do. Again, we would come to you and ask you, what's your goal?
What's the end result you're looking for?
What are the tools that you're currently using? And then what we'll do is we'll go through and we will actually create the stages within Zapier for you. And we will record that process so that you can then go and review it at any time and do it over and over and over for yourself. So it'll be done for you. And then you'll also be able to learn from it. That's the key here, right? Mm-hmm. We're not just going to tell you or send you somebody else's video that we've created in the past. We're going to use your real life scenario, the issue that you're facing. We're going to fix that issue. And in that process, we're going to teach you how we're fixing it.
And then you can replicate that downstream.
Yeah. And now you have standardized operating procedures. You can hand on to whoever it is that you hire.
So one other, technical area that, again, this, most of these things that I'm talking about are things that happened to me. So hopefully they resonate with our audience. But yeah, as I managed my own WordPress installation, there came a time when I got hacked. My website got hacked. And it was a pretty bad scenario and a pretty nefarious hack. Now, I'm a techie by nature, and it took me a long time to fix that problem and to get my website back up and running. I mean, long time, I'm talking like several weeks. And I was thinking at the time and imagining at the time, boy, if I wasn't a techie, I'd have to go out. I don't know how where I would go, frankly. I don't know who I would ask to help me solve a problem like this. And then, as I got to know your company a little more, I recognized, well, Digital 1010 is a perfect solution here because you have this technical concierge whose whole reason for being is to address, hacking issues and hosting issues and the nitty gritty of website installations that most attorneys don't get down to.
The things that people really don't like to do.
They don't want it. Yeah.
If you get hacked and all of a sudden you have all of these vulgar links attributed to your website so that when people are searching for your firm, all of these things are coming up, that's a pretty hard pill to swallow because that's how you make your living. Right. And so to your point, time is of an essence at that stage. So we do that time and time again. Customers will come to us and say, hey, look, I don't know what happened. I'm all of a sudden getting emails from myself and they are not good.
Yeah. they're not ones I want to show my mom.
Yeah, exactly. So, we have to work diligently to make sure that, we're cleaning up any of the issues that it could either be on the domain within the WordPress itself, however you have your connections set up with your mail server. I mean, there's lots of different scenarios that we need to go through to troubleshoot to ensure that we're making the right decision and fixing the right issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I love this kind of metaphor that you used here, and I think it's so appropriate, the hotel. I love the idea of if I need services, I can go to one of the rooms in the hotel. I can go to the technical concierge room, or I can go to the automation concierge room or the design concierge room, whatever it is. Whatever my challenge is. But if I don't need it, I don't have to check into the hotel. I don't have to pay for the hotel every month if I don't need the services. And I just think that that's a really refreshing approach that you've taken. And I think it's spot on for the type of audience that we have.
Yeah. I mean, and don't get me wrong, right? We'll always have managed services.
Sure.
paid ads are something that isn't going to be the easiest thing to relinquish to a business owner right. on day one, right? So there will be times where we have to manage things for customers. But to your point, you don't need it all the time. Right. And we've realized that there is a market for us with firms that understand that, hey, I just want somebody to do it right, make it look good, so that I can present it to my audience and feel good about that. You know, it's personal. For me, it's personal because it's my business. For you, it should be personal because it's your business. Absolutely. As a small lawyer, you are taking a leap of faith on yourself to go and do it, right? You have to wake up every morning with that, I'm going to get it today. And so the decisions you make about your business are really important. And we understand that. And that's why, you know, 99% of the time when a firm comes to us, you know, you're going to deal with me. You're going to talk to me. It's very personal in that manner. Even when things are not so great for some firms, we're still going to sit down and, you know, I'm not going to let you go and handle or an account manager handle the situation because you take things very personal with your business. So we should do the same. That's kind of the approach we've taken.
Well, where do you see the next big challenge for Digital 1010? What's the big hump that you want to get over?
So for us, we're transitioning, you know, into helping more people get into the automation scene. You know, I think that one of the things that most businesses lack is the utilization of automations, right? They don't understand how it works and they're too scared to get into it. So we've kind of turned around and said to the earlier conversation that we had when customers come to us and say, hey, the leads are not so great. We turned around and said, well, how do we fix this, right? This is an issue that all of our customers come to us and say, no matter what type of business they are, the leads aren't good. You probably said it before yourself. So how do we fix it? That's where we come up with the CRM and with the process of creating the automation series, Hello Automations, right? And what that does is it kind of brings all of the tools that we've been discussing through this podcast together into one place. So you need a landing page. The landing page can be created within the system. You need email automations. After somebody submits to that landing page, those email automations can happen within the system. The marketing that you're doing can all be tracked through the system. So you know what it costs to get the people into the system, and you know what you're making on the back end of the system. And we can connect with different tools if you're using things like Philo or QuickBooks, things like that for bookkeeping and whatnot, to help make your day-to-day life a lot easier, right? If you understand that I'm spending $10 and my $10 is making me $100, then you're going to keep spending the $10. But if you don't understand why or where the $10 is being spent so that you can continue to grow it, there's going to eventually be the law of diminishing returns. You're going to keep trying to spend more $10, but those $10 aren't necessarily going to be going to the right places. And so they're $10, which are lost, right? So kind of taking out all of those other tools and putting everything into one place helps eliminate all of those questions and makes it much, much, much easier for our clients to scale their businesses, right?
And remind me, this platform is called Hello Automation?
Yeah, right now it's we've branded it as Hello Automations. Honestly, it's the next step in what most firms want to go to, right? They say, well, I want all these things to happen. And then they go to places like MailChimp, Constant Contact, or Calendly. You know, they have sometimes, what is it, ClickFunnels, right. Or lead pages. They have, you know, all these different chatbot scenarios that could be going on. Sometimes they have it on their website on WordPress. Sometimes they have it on Wix. So all of these different tools, we can kind of get rid of. Right? Everything goes back to one place. All you have to do is sign into one place and manage things at one place. Again, it makes your life a lot easier. It takes away all of the different questions about how much marketing is cost, where the people are going, and how many of these people are actually turning into customers, because you can manage that whole journey in one place now.
And you can see that workflow in all in one spot end to end.
Every single day, you can wake up and see the actual, that's a big word, right? The actual health and wealth of your business. Right. It's better than waking up and looking at Facebook saying, oh, I got 35 leads today. And then looking in your email and seeing you got 3 leads today, right? Well, where's the discrepancy there?
Yeah.
What happened? That happens more often than you would think, right?
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
Same thing with Google Ads, right? You're getting all these calls saying, oh, you've got 25 call conversions. Well, who were these calls from?
Yeah.
What happened?
Owing to my previous life working in the space program, I think of this as kind of your Johnson Space Center kind of scenario where you're sitting in the control center and you've got all these systems reporting to you in Hello Automation. But you can find out the health of the mission and the status of the mission in one location.
One location, exactly. And yeah. that way, you know, I think people will feel better about how and when and where they spend their money. If they can see, if they can visualize where things are going, how their progress is actually happening, it makes it a much more palatable an easy journey, right? You can, if you can understand that I'm spending $10, they're coming from these campaigns, they're going to these specific pages, they're churning these specific leads. These leads are getting these emails. I know what their open rates are for the emails. I know what the click-through rate is going into my calendar appointments. And I know what my conversion rate is coming out the back end when I talk to these prospects. All of the stuff that happens before you talk to the prospect can be automated, right? And all you have to do is wake up in the morning and look again at the health and wealth of your business. How is my business doing today? You know, how are my ads doing today? How many leads actually turned into these calendar appointments? Everything happens in one place.
Interesting. Well, Michael, let's tell our audience how they can reach out to you if they want to follow up on anything you had to say today and how they can take a look at Digital 1010 and ultimately Hello Automations.
Yeah. So you can reach out to me at first initial last name, msaad, S-A-A-D, at digital1010.com. Or you can go to digital1010.com. In the right-hand corner, there's a Let's Chat button. Feel free to book any meeting that is available. And I'd love to meet with you. You can also find us at digital1010 on all social platforms. And Hello Automations will be live soon, but if you're interested in the CRM now, just reach out to me and I'll get you a link to a demo.
Yeah, and I will tell you also that you guys are putting out some great content on social media. I follow you on social media and there's a lot of stuff to of value and a lot of things to learn there that I have enjoyed. So I would encourage our listeners to do that. So Michael, thanks ever so much for taking the time to be with us today on The Law Entrepreneur. I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Neil. Have a great day. And thank you, listeners, to tuning in.
Well, how about that? That's a wrap for this episode of The Law Entrepreneur. I'd like to thank our sponsors once again, as usual, Daylight by Market Circle, Spotlight Branding, Ruby, as in Ruby Receptionists, and our newest sponsor, Security Plus. If you have a chance, swing on by our website at www.lawentrepreneur.com. You can check out a bunch of information and resources there. And if that doesn't satisfy your needs, swing on by our Facebook page or Twitter page. You can find those just by simply searching for The Law Entrepreneur. And if you'd be so kind, I would greatly appreciate it if you go to your podcast application and leave us a rating and an honest review if you find this podcast is helpful. And that you're getting value out of it. It does help with our visibility and ensures that we're going to be there for another 5 years or so, as this has been quite the run. And I'm greatly appreciative of your interest in The Law Entrepreneur.